This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Facebook's annual developers conference gets going tomorrow in San Francisco, and informed speculation says the company has something in the works that's going to let businesses on Facebook use chatbots, those automated faux customer service assistants you have almost certainly seen in your web travels. They're becoming increasingly popular, chatbots are, and the companies that make the software those chatbots run on are pulling down some serious venture capital investments. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more on that.
Think of all the ways that businesses try to answer your questions without actually having to talk to you. Frequently asked questions, pages, automated phone robots.
For account access, say your account or card number.
This is because humans are expensive, and not all companies can afford as many as they might need.
Please hold for the next available representative.
And so instead, they cultivate in their customers a sense of murderous, blinding rage that slowly eats away at their humanity. Chatbots are basically an artificial intelligence alternative.
It gives the human an illusion that they're actually communicating with an entity that understands.
Yolanda Gill is a research professor of computer science at the University of Southern California. Chatbots have actually been in development since the 60s, but all the different technologies behind them have been improving rapidly over the past several years.
Natural language processing, AI, messaging, but these five or six things all got to a point just in 2016 where they're kind of over the good enough threshold.
Phil Libin is managing director at General Catalyst, a venture capital firm. He says we are on the verge of a major transformation where we can move from apps or navigating websites to just asking a computer to do something, whether through text message or Facebook or voice. At the same time, cautions David Schumel of IDC.
I still think it's early days yet. These systems are not general purpose.
Bots can have conversations or solve specific problems. We're talking about things like booking flights. We're not quite at the level of R2-D2 and C-3PO just yet. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.